If we would all come to order, please. We're blessed tonight to have the scouts from Troop 333. And at this moment, we'd like to ask our district commissioner, Jonathan Amos, if he would lead us in invocation.
As God is reverent. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And we come to you with thanksgiving and gratitude, Heavenly Father, for just the blessings that you place in our lives, Lord. The pathways that you light up for us to guide others closer to you. The work that we do, bringing others closer to you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the community that we live in, Lord. We thank you for the laws that govern us, Heavenly Father, so that we can live in peace, Lord. We thank you that you are resting among us tonight and always. Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessings to continue to flow upon us, Lord. In the midst of a winter storm that's coming, Heavenly Father, we ask that you just protect us and keep us protected and the comfort rest upon us, Heavenly Father. We ask specifically for your supernatural strength to be rested upon our first responders, Heavenly Father, our sheriff deputies, Lord, our highway patrolmen, Heavenly Father, our local police. We ask that you just rest upon the drivers of the ambulance and rapid response, Heavenly Father, the snowplow drivers, and everyone that's getting ready to just risk their lives out here just to help in protecting your community, God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you just be here tonight with us in this meeting and help the decisions that are made tonight by the mayor and the commissioners and all involved to be made to glorify your name. We pray this in your heavenly and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Something that's not there.
Scouts post the colors. Attention, right hand salute. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We thank you for the opportunity to be able to present the flag and the prayer tonight. This is PAC 333 and Troop 333, and so we have all three Holloway girls, and led by their father and mother here. The dad is Austin Holloway. He is the scoutmaster of Troop 333, and Chelsea Holloway is the Cub Master of PAC 333, and so these are their three daughters. So if you want to introduce them.
I'm talking with Skylar. Keely is over there, and Layla is over here.
We have Annabelle and Katie as well.
You want to introduce your daughters or your girls?
Yes, we have Annabelle is back there in the corner. So that's Annabelle Amos, and then Katie Jenkins is in the other corner, and they're from the Troop 333.
And we're going to design a patch. You folks have been so willing to do this. We're going to try to do a patch that will include scouting and the town. So thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. We have additions and deletions to our agenda tonight, and we're going to call upon Guild of Associates, please. So, there you
go. Yes, sir.
Come on forward.
Okay. Where are you folks this evening?
Good.
Good. So looking at the agenda, it looked like we were at the end. So you kind of shocked me there, bumping me to the front.
Yep, you're at the end.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That is quite all right.
That's my ignorance. We're just making some additions and deletions. Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Yes, sir.
Second.
All in favor, raise your right hand.
Aye.
Okay, we have some folks here with our newest police officer. There he is. Come forward. Bring anybody with you you want. You want to introduce her?
Yeah. So this is my mother.
Daniela.
This is my fiance.
Taylor.
And this is Adolfo Angel Gaspar Manuel. Did
yes,
I get that good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, so we're going to do the oath of office, and we'll go a little slower this time. So, I, Adolfo Angel Gaspar Manuel.
I, Adolfo Angel Gaspar Manuel,
solemnly swear or affirm,
solemnly swear and affirm,
that I will support and maintain the Constitution,
that I will support and maintain the Constitution,
and laws of the United States,
and laws of the United States,
and the Constitution and laws of North Carolina, not,
and the Constitution and laws of North Carolina,
not inconsistent therewith,
not inconsistent therewith,
that I will be alert and vigilant,
that I will be alert and vigilant,
to enforce the criminal laws of this state,
to enforce the criminal laws of this state,
that I will not be influenced,
that I will not be influenced,
in any manner or account,
in any manner or account,
of personal bias or prejudice,
of personal bias or prejudice,
and that I will faithfully,
and that I will faithfully,
and impartially,
and impartially,
execute the duties of my office as a police officer,
execute the duties of my office as a police officer,
with the North Wilkesboro Police Department,
with the North Wilkesboro Police Department,
according to the best of my skill,
according to the best of my skill,
abilities and judgment,
abilities and judgment,
so help me God,
so help me God.
Commissioners to stand. So we're going to get a photograph here in just a moment.
No, sir.
So we have some routine business. We have the consent agenda, but we will have the minutes from April 8th, 2025, the minutes from November 24th, 2025, and the resolution to award retiring police officer the badge and firearm. Do I have a motion to approve this agenda items?
So moved.
Got a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Town manager? Town attorney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. I did provide a management memorandum that includes some reference information. The first item that you'll reference there is Memorial Park lighting. And it's been identified that we have some poles there that are in poor repair, and that we need to entertain possibilities for replacing. There are at least two that are, well, there's one that's leaning and there's another that's, like I said, in poor repair. And I am scheduled to meet with the Parks and Recreation Director and the county manager tomorrow to further assess the situation. But I wanted to make you all aware that we've had some issues. We actually had a light to fall. It was just referenced in as a photo, and we're going to have to move forward certainly with trying to get some repairs and replacements out there. So again, just wanted to make the group aware that we're pursuing that. Ms. Brooks, our attorney, Victoria, has prepared the lease agreement involving the Wilkes Art Gallery, and there's a draft copy provided there. Essentially, this lease is proposed with very similar terms as it's been in the recent past. It's a five-year term with a five-year renewal, the lease amount $1 annually, and the maintenance and repairs are essentially the same as in the previous lease. So this has not been presented to the gallery at this point, but is subject to your suggestion proposed.
Yeah, if you have any feedback that you would like us to implement, then we can do so, and then we'll get with the gallery and discuss this with them. But the original lease was about passed in about 2000, and so there were amendments that were being updated, and now the amendments had run out, so we did have to prepare a new lease, but it is similar with the same material terms as previously. So that's for $1 a year, and then also includes a right of first refusal. If they want to purchase the building, then they have the opportunity to do so. If we ever decide to sell, they get first choice at purchasing it. And then as Manager Holland stated, the maintenance falls as a typical commercial lease. We are responsible for the outside of the building, roof, things like that. The HVAC, and then the tenant is responsible for the inside of the building if they want to make any updates. Significant updates would have to be done with the permission of the landlord. Another notable thing, it cannot be reassigned to any other entity without our approval, and it would have to continue to operate, I think in the lease states, for like the community and for cultural arts and nonprofit things like that.
What's the current timeline on this?
It is prepared, so it's ready.
The duration of the lease?
5 years. Five years with
one 5 year renewal option.
Okay.
Yes.
Is the elevator? It's not on the outside of the building. It's inside the building, correct?
It is.
An issue.
So that is in 2013. The town agreed to continue the maintenance on the elevator. And so that term is inside this lease as well, that the town would continue to maintain the elevator.
And we did, in 2023, was it that we had significant expense on the elevator?
Well, actually it was in last fiscal year.
Okay.
And total expenditures, including extermination and that sort of thing, totaled $13,000. For that fiscal year.
I just want to make everybody aware of that.
That was in 2023?
No, ma'am. I think it would have been 2024 and five.
So for both years, 2024?
Well, the fiscal year starting July.
I gotcha. Okay.
24 and through June 25.
Okay.
Do we anticipate any repairs regarding roof or HVAC within the next 5 years, or all good?
I'm not aware of the condition of either.
At this point, I'm not either.
Unless we can discuss it with them.
Okay.
I'll make a note of that.
Maybe ask the building inspector to take a look at it. I don't know.
Okay.
If he's done that at all.
Additionally, there was some discussion or mention about the infill lots that are here within the town, and so I had asked the planning department to provide information as to properties that are owned by the town. I think there were 9 lots that were identified, and your packet includes a listing of those lots, all of which are currently zoned R6, as I'm told, and some are of buildable size and some not. But nonetheless, there is a map included that shows the location and the spreadsheet, which has some detail. So certainly following your review, if you have questions, please don't hesitate to call us. Okay. The new North Wilkesboro Fire Department, we have received notification from Blue Ridge Engineering, Devin Staley. The site plan is complete. The permit with DEQ has been submitted, and payment has been made for the permitting. So we anticipate within the next 3 weeks or so, we should hear with regard to the status of the permit. The zoning information along with the landscape plan has been submitted to the planning department, and things are moving forward with the project. You're going to see the next item that's referenced, and this is in item F of the agenda. There's been a temporary road closure request submitted by the engineer that involves Reynolds Avenue during the course of construction. And again, that will be coming up on the agenda as an agenda item. And then lastly, I'd reference the North Wilkesboro Joint Water Intake. We have new documentation and information there. And again, this will come up as an agenda item G. And we do have representatives with McGill Associates here tonight to provide information additionally for that.
We want to make a mention of our America 250 efforts, and I'd like to ask Andrew, would you mind commenting,
okay, please? So, day before yesterday, we had a meeting with some North Wilkesboro folks to get ideas, and then yesterday, we had another meeting with America 250 for people in the county and Wilkesboro. And some of the things that we're planning on doing in North Wilkesboro that we've already done, we're planning on decorating Town Hall for the entire year with like patriotic buntings under the windows. We have a nice America 250 banner that's going to go out front. We're putting flags out year-round, and we have banners that will go on flagpoles. And here's one. We got these today, so they look like this. And it's just kind of let people know what we're doing, and I think Wilkesboro is going to do something similar. And we have the lights on Town Hall at red, white, and blue. And there's a lot of cool stuff with like the Daughters of the American Revolution. Were here yesterday that were talking about it and what they're wanting to do. We're going to try, we haven't solidified it yet, but we're going to try to probably do a 4th of July parade to honor 250 years of our country, and just a lot of other things. And we have a small group here in North Wilkesboro that's a committee. It's me and Sandra and some staff people and some others. And then I'm sure Wilkesboro and the county will have other things. And hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll have a calendar that we can share with the community of events, of all the things that we're going to do. And one thing we're going to do is, instead of having to come up with new events for everything, we might try to incorporate some America 250 stuff in events we're already having, like concerts downtown and different things like that, kind of piggyback off of it, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. And we do have, you know, limited funding and stuff to do it, but we're all really excited, and we hope the community will be excited and can get involved and have some fun. We'll have some good ideas.
Thank you, Andrew. We Michael was very helpful, helping us figure out the financing options that we have, because we have people that want to donate, and we have an option, and we think that we can run the monies in income and expenses through the town for this, but also make it tax deductible if that's important to the people. So we're working on that.
There might be some grants available.
Oh yes, we're certainly looking for grants, and have probably four or five of them.
Yeah.
In the works. So a lot of exciting things and a lot of good people involved. And we got an education in the history. I've just got to tell you this. We got an education about Christopher Gist. And Christopher Gist is the first white man to come to this county. He didn't know that. But we also found out that he saved George Washington's life twice. Two times. Two different occasions. That impressed the heck out of me. So, thank you.
Will we bring this back up as an item at some point to maybe discuss like any budget stuff for it?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Next meeting, we're planning on doing that.
Okay.
Okay.
And if anybody has any ideas, like reach me or Taylor with the town or Eddie or just anybody, because we're open to making it special. We want to do something cool. And so any ideas you have, please share them. And if you want to volunteer for anything, get us your info, because we'll probably need some volunteers.
Are there any other emerging issues that we need to talk about? I'm going to go close that out. Thank you.
Actually, I would like to make a comment.
Sure.
I'd like to go on record and say my thoughts and prayers are out to all of our utility guys and all of our servicemen ahead of this storm. I don't think there's a single individual in this room who knows exactly how it's going to play out. I don't think the weathermen even know exactly how it's going to play out, unfortunately. But I anticipate that there will be some chaos in some capacity. So I want to go ahead and say thank you to all of our guys.
Yeah, so I'll think today could be anywhere from 0 to 3.1 billion inches.
Yeah,
exactly.
maybe, possibly. I mean, because we're at 12, 3, 7, 5, who knows?
Is the county doing a state of emergency or something?
Yes,
they are. In fact, that begins tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., I think, officially.
Brad has some emerging information about that. I don't know if he has anything new for that. Would you like to comment, Brad?
We're trying to open a shelter Saturday at the Ag Center over in Wilkesboro. Planning on opening it at noon for anybody who needs lost hour or whatever.
Will that be an overnight shelter?
Yes, it's my understanding.
Okay.
And possibly, I'm sorry.
There'll be an overflow at Antioch Baptist Church. It's the overflow plan that the Ag Center gets for.
His Life Church generally opens one, and we've heard that Wilkesboro Methodist is going to have one open.
Okay. Well, that includes Sunday as well. So we'll run to Monday, or?
I don't know if it's not that far yet. I'm sure they'll keep it as long as we need it and keep volunteers to run it.
Okay.
Yes, because that's Monday night's what I'm real worried about, you know, the cold.
Who would be heading that up where people didn't want to volunteer could be able to go or talk to? Or?
Probably Jason Revis over at EMS.
Over at Book?
Emergency Management.
Oh, EMS, okay.
Yes, sir.
One thing that we did hear about today, and we got a meeting here yesterday, and most everybody knows Joe Johnston, but we were informed earlier today that his brother Keith had passed away. And that's all the information I have on that, but let's keep him in our thoughts and prayers. So we have, you want to talk to us, Robbie, about the grant application, please?
We're looking at two grants here in Nixville, did. One's a State Farm grant, which State Farm gives away to different fire departments every year, laptops. It's total 5 laptops. It doesn't cost nothing to apply for the grant. And it wouldn't replace nothing we have now, but it would be additional laptops that maybe we could carry into the new station as we moved in. And it helped. Usually after 2 years, they start their sales, their reps, they go out and replace their laptops. So they're wiped clean, they're reinstalled with Windows, and then they're ready to be distributed out to the fire departments. So maybe we'll get that one. The second one is for the rescue boat that I applied for. This one here is through Firehouse Subs this time, so maybe we'll stand a chance to get it. And again, it doesn't cost the town nothing, but it's a free grant, free money. I'm looking to add to my total grant money. I mean, that's all I'm always, I've got a certain goal there before I leave here. I like to have grant money. But I apply for every one. We got two more grants that we're talking about right now, but I can't bring them up until we see how far in debt we're going to get with them. And all I need is just a raise of hands, I guess, so I can.
We need a motion, I think.
I'll be happy to make a motion. Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we approve staff applying for firehouse sub grants and the State Farm laptop grant.
Thank you. Mr. Parsons, and second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hurley. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you
all. Thank you. So we have a motion to temporarily close Reynolds Road during part of, but not all of, the construction period. Do you have any comment on that?
No, sir. I think we do have a document that needs to be acted on, and you should have that, I think, in your packet for reference.
It's on page 23 in your packet.
Yes.
So how does this impact the surrounding properties? Because there's a assisted living facility across the street and several, I guess you would call that like an apartment complex. I'm not sure exactly what you call that. But so how does this affect, how do they access their properties? How does, you know, what kind of are they going to have to endure during this process?
It's going to be an inconvenience, no question about that. Certainly there is access from the back street behind, and not Reynolds in its entirety will be closed. The I guess what I would call the south end, there will be some area there.
So basically from the Big Oak Tree and the curb to Finished Avenue.
That's correct. Yes, sir. And of course this was suggested by the local engineer. And so that's essentially what's proposed.
Well, I mean, we'd have to do it anyway because there's going to be a relocation of Reynolds Road anyway, because it's actually going to have to be moved more towards the 2nd Street, because it's going to be moved, like 150 feet from its existing outlet on Finley Avenue down closer to directly across from Pine Street.
It will be, yes, sir, and there will be some elevation change. Now, as far as the footage, I can't specifically say, but we have talked with the engineer about this multiple times, and
the traffic engineers have indicated this is going to make that intersection safer. So hopefully that will come to fruition too.
Yes, sir.
Has anybody reached out to the residents that are close by just to get so that they understand what's about to happen if we do this?
We have not at this point. I certainly can. Yeah.
The entrance to that facility, apartment complex or whatever it is, I think are pretty far away from there. And then a lot of them use public transportation, some form, buses and that sort of thing. So we certainly need to do that, but I think that does minimize the impact on them.
If we're going to move the road anyway, I don't know that we have a choice. Mm-hmm. Because the bigger home right here on Finley Avenue, they won't be able to get in off of Finley, but that part of the road likely will be moving from what they said. So, no, we have a choice anyway. Do you need a motion on this?
Yeah, please need a motion.
Michael, do you want us to reach out to neighbors and make them like to it?
I understand that the property should be done anyway. It's just that, I just wondered if somebody had, I'm looking at how you're going to access, and so, yes, you can come up from, O Street onto 3rd, and that gives them access into the backside of that assisted living facility, and also you're still able to access that apartment. So, Andrew, I think we're all right just to proceed with that.
One thing we discussed, we're able as a town to set up and take down barricades and be kind about that. So that I think we told the contractor that we would work with them and limit the hurt from this as much as possible.
So you have had that discussion, yes, sir.
Could we and should we maybe send letters to the people that are there to tell them we're going to close there?
Sure.
That might be helpful.
When is this going to happen?
I would anticipate within the next 30 days or so.
So we have a little time.
I think so.
To alert them.
Yes.
Could we have time enough to send letters and invite people to a public forum or comment period about this from the neighborhood at the next meeting or the one following that, and still not slow down the process? Don't want to slow down the process.
I would assume so. That's the board's pleasure.
The question I had was to say, yes, I think it would be nice for the people to be informed, but is there not a certain amount of inevitability in this, in that we don't really have a choice one way or the other?
I think that's what we're faced with.
I think even if we were to go ahead and proceed with this, I think staff reaching out to the residents in that area to explain, what they can expect and what they can, because like I said, you can't move a road without closing it, period. So it's going to have to be closed regardless at some point.
Right.
So, but I just, these are citizens that, I would just like to keep them in the loop.
We can certainly respond. That's not a problem, subject to your decision either.
So. And I think you could tell them that, there's going to be some work done. We're going to redo the road, and maybe it'll be safer too. They might like to know that. Mm-hmm. Might give them a little bit of something positive.
I think we've got time to do that, so that makes sense to me.
Well, then we could, for all intent purposes, if we wanted to, we could just table this motion until the 3rd, or do we need to move on this today?
I think the engineer's really interested in knowing that he has the permission, if you will, to.
Let's just move on it with the understanding that staff needs to reach out to these citizens to directly inform them of what to expect and give them an idea.
Let them see this map.
Sure.
I think this map will help them.
I agree. You're going to make that as a motion.
I'm going to add
it. Mr. Mayor,
yes,
I would like to make a motion to approve ordinance 2026-02 declaring a temporary road closure for construction on Reynolds Road.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor? Maybe just a we'll work hard, I think, as a staff and community to make it as easy on as we can.
And sending out a flyer would probably be the most effective way.
Some of these folks are older. And I know they may take some explanation. Is that water intake, Eddie?
Yes, sir. We do have Jared Wright and Doug Chapman with McGill Associates here with us tonight. Jared, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Manager Hall, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. It's good seeing you again. It hasn't been that long. I'm always excited to talk about our intake project, as you are, I hope. A couple of items for your consideration tonight. Immediately following our presentation that we did last Tuesday. We went back to work and were able to pull together a recommendation for tentative award of the construction contracts for Contract A, which is our intake project being built jointly with Wilkesboro, and Contract B, which is the raw water line portion. And I talked at length about those last Tuesday. If you have any questions, I'm certainly here to answer those. I would like to share that since our meeting, since our presentation, we went back to our raw water line contractor and were able to negotiate an additional $265,000 out of that construction contract. So the numbers that you saw in that cost breakdown last week have now come down by $265,000. So that is good news to share. But the two items for your consideration tonight, we have a tentative recommendation of award based on DWI's approval, and that's the Division of Water Infrastructure's approval of the bid package submittal and the local government commission's approval of the loan, which we've talked about. The other item would be an amendment to our agreement for engineering services. And I sent Mr. Holland a breakdown of all the project costs. I thought that would be helpful in just identifying everything that has costed thus far and everything you're looking at to get the project built and completed. And I'd like to go over that. I see that that you have the table on the screen. And I have this broken down by participant or community, North Wilkesboro's costs and Wilkesboro's costs. And I will just start at the top. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to ask, interrupt me. Otherwise, we'll start with design and bidding. And that was $910,000, and that cost was associated to North Wilkesboro, and that was our original contract for complete design of the intake project and the raw water line project. And that was executed in 2023, I think. Now I'll move down to our actual bid construction numbers for Contract A. The $7,439,950, that is North Wilkesboro's portion of Contract A. Just beside that, we have Wilkesboro's portion of Contract A, which is just over $9 million, and that totals the bid amount from our Contract A apparent low bidder of $16,500,000 and some change. Are you following the table along? Okay. All right. For Contract B, which is solely North Wilkesboro's project, because that is the 20-inch raw water line, approximately 15,000 linear feet, to go from the new intake site to your water plant. That cost is also the cost that has been negotiated with that apparent low bidder. The final cost is $9,204,257. Okay, moving on. Construction phase services, and we talked about these during our presentation last week. So this is your second item for consideration tonight. It's an amendment to our engineering agreement for construction phase services, and that's everything that we would do throughout the construction of both of these contracts. The $1,165,000 and some change, that would be North Wilkesboro's share of those construction phase services, and that includes heavy involvement from our construction services team, which is several employees, and then engineering support throughout construction, and that includes administration of the construction contract, processing pay applications, requests for information, shop drawing review, which in a complex project like this is an arduous task, let's put it that way. When we're talking about vertical turbine pumps, that takes a long time. So we have that included. And then lastly, it can't be overstated, we have full-time on-site observation of the work when work is happening on both of those contracts. So we'll have at least one employee here full-time monitoring construction of the intake and the raw water line project. Also, we have funding administration of $60,000. That is the assistance that we provide with maintaining compliance with funding agency requirements. That includes your Davis-Bacon Act compliance, American Iron and Steel Act compliance, and then assistance with preparing those reimbursement requests that go to the Division of Water Infrastructure at the intervals that you see fit. And that totals for North Wilkesboro. Project costs moving forward, well, total project costs would be $19,028,964.60, and Wilkesboro's contribution to that would be $9,955,924.70, and your total, which I won't try to sugarcoat that, that's a large number, but we knew that was a large number when we started, $28,984,000 and some change. But I did want to provide a little clarification on the entire project cost and break down and get that in front of you so you can see everything that you've spent thus far and everything you will be looking to spend moving forward to build a project.
Any other potential cost savings that you're looking for?
With our intake contractor, we have had some conversations. nothing that we felt like was worth trying to negotiate and solidify during this stage, but we are still considering value engineering options with that contract, a intake contractor. That would be deducted change orders executed during construction should both towns agree to that. But we're still looking at some of those options, just nothing right now.
So we have feedback or motion to approve the tentative award from McGill Associates for the joint water intake.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the tentative award from McGill Associates for the joint water intake.
We have a second.
Second.
All in favor, raise your right hand.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
The agreement for the engineering services amendment.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I make a motion to approve the agreement for engineering services amendment number one.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Parsons. All in favor, raise your right hand.
Aye.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That gets us further down the. It makes a well a little bit deeper, doesn't it, sir?
Figuratively speaking, yes.
And just one more time reiterating, this has been a long time coming. I've been associated with the town board for over 10 years and been on this board for six. And, you know, this is probably one of the biggest steps forward that I've seen this town take in a long time is to get this water intake moving. You know, it started out as a joint intake that there was a lot of back and forth that never went anywhere. And finally, this project to me has accomplished two things. A, it gets this town water so that we desperately need. And second of all, and it's been one of Andrew's objectives for a long time, it creates a bridge between the two communities by building this intake together, which could start a process of building a future that involves the two towns' cooperation in a more binding and fruitful manner. So I just wanted to add that.
Amen. And it also helps the future of our entire county with the potential growth and water. So thank you, Michael.
Yeah, I was going to add that it's a generational project, and while we serve a lot of meters in North Wilkesboro, by far we serve a lot more in the county than we do here. So this is a countywide thing. And when I think about it being a generational project, one more fun fact I might throw out there tonight that we have talked about with America 250 is maybe doing some sort of time capsule that we bury on July 4th that's to be open 50 years from now. We might put it at Smoot Park and put some historical stuff in there. We have talked, Sandra had an idea of maybe working with the art gallery to paint some of the fire hydrants downtown, which would be cool. So I just want to share this fun fact.
Maybe we could have this resolution put on foil or something and put in a time capsule, because this is truly historic.
It is.
I think that's all our business. I don't think we have a closed session.
No, sir.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion we adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Let them home.